And now, First Baptist Church of Cleveland, would you please join me in welcoming the Children of the World Choir.
Come on. And I'm from India. These are all my brothers and sisters. We are the children of the world. And I am so thankful to come to America to praise the Lord with my singing. When I was very little, my mother and father died. There was no one to care for me. But there was an American sponsor who loved and cared for my future. That provided me a good food and good place to live. My dream is to become a missionary when I grow up. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Justin, and I'm from Uganda. And I want to know, is anyone happy?
Thank you. Good evening. There we go. It's working. How are you this evening? Everybody doing okay? Good. It's good to see all the children here. My name is Josh Lawhorn, and this is my beautiful wife, Jennifer, down front. If you'll put your hand up in the air. There we go. And we have the incredible opportunity and privilege of traveling with these children for the next 8.5, 9 months. And yes, we're crazy, but we love it. And they are a joy and a blessing. And we just want to thank you for letting us be here to worship Jesus with you tonight. And just everybody that's here, I've kind of forgotten names, and everybody who's helped us, you've been awesome. So we just want to thank you for that. I want to tell you a little bit about World Help and a little bit more about the children. World Help is an organization that is involved in over 58 countries worldwide, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. And the children that you've seen here on stage so far, they're from 4 different countries. They're from Brazil, India, the Philippines, and Uganda. And they speak many different languages. But there's two things that these children have in common. One is that they have a Savior in Jesus Christ who loves them and cares for them deeply. And the second thing is that they are all part of our World Help Child Sponsorship Program. You heard Silas talk about this a little bit when he said that his parents tragically died when he was young. But it was because of an American sponsor, a person that decided to give each month to a child, that he was able to have food and a place to lay his head at night and a place to learn about Jesus Christ. And so that's what we do. We go around and we tell people about the need around the world, and we tell them about how they can get involved, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through telling others about what they've seen, or whether it's through giving. You may not be able to tell by looking at these children, some of them who are smiling at me goofy right now, but many of them are orphans. Some of them have lost their parents due to tribal warfare, have witnessed the murders of their own parents. Some of them have just simply been abandoned, while others, their parents have died due to preventable diseases. But we've come alongside these children, and I say this in many churches, but I want you to understand that I mean this from my heart. We come alongside these children because we believe that God has a future for these children. He has a bright future for them. That God has plans for these children to help change their countries and to change this world. And so we're just going to ask you tonight to get involved. I say this out of personal experience. Just a year ago, I was on staff at a church, sitting in a church like this. I was a music minister. And God just tugged at my wife and I's heart, and we're doing this today because we believe in it so much. And so I just want to ask you, just please pray for these children. My wife's going to come up and tell you a little bit more about our project, about the children of Uganda, which is the main reason we're here. But right now, I'm going to get off the stage because I know that you don't want to see me up here. I know who you want to see. So I'm going to get off of here. But would you please help me by welcoming back the children of the world?
so much for worshiping with us tonight. I just wanted to come up here and share with you our main purpose for being here tonight, and that is to help the forgotten children of Uganda. And in a minute, you're going to see a video that I believe will break your heart as it has broken mine and my husband's. And tonight, we are going to ask you to get involved. I want to share with you what we are trying to do. We are raising $1.6 million, and you'll learn more about this in the video. But we are raising $1.6 million to build 10 Good Samaritan centers where children can live, have great food, and a good education. And we're also building 4 vocational schools. And World Help wants to help run these schools and these centers for 3 years until they can become self-sufficient. And so at this point, we started this project last year, and we are a little bit over halfway there. So we just praise God for what He's already done. The centers are already being built. We just want to come here and share that with you and hope that God will just work in your heart to help be a part of this project. Tonight, we have a book that will even share more information about the forgotten children. It's written by Vernon Brewer, who is the president of World Help, and these are free for anyone who would like them. They will be at the table in the back. There's a little form to fill out, and then you can take one home with you tonight. It'll tell you more ways in which you can pray for these children. But tonight, as we take the love offering in a little bit after the video, we know that for many of you, it may be easy for you to get involved financially. And for anyone who has the heart and would like to give 100 or more tonight for this project, we just want to say thank you by giving you this Ugandan drum, which we brought over with us. Just as a reminder to pray daily, and just as a thank you from World Help for your sacrifice. So if you do that, that will be in the back, and my husband and I would like to just give you one of these on your way out. But for some of you tonight, we know that anything that you may give tonight will be a sacrifice for you. So we just thank you ahead of time for how you're going to get involved. Thank you for having us in just to share our heart with you. And the children also have a heart for Uganda. We pray for them every day. So we just pray that as you watch this video after the next song, that you'll just pray how you can get involved.
Beautiful and divine. Nothing I Please, don't forget the children of Uganda.